Chapter 2. Life at the Palace.
One day, I received a special visitor, a very beautiful woman from Tsar Nicholas's court. "My name is Anna Virubova," she said. "I'm a good friend of Tsarina Alexandra, the Tsar's wife. She has sent me to you to ask for your help." "But how can I help the Tsarina?" I asked. "She's heard about your special powers, and she needs your help to cure her son," she explained. "What is her son's problem?" I asked, although I already knew about his disease. "Alexei was the only son, born after four daughters. He was the heir to the Romanov dynasty, and they needed a healthy heir. Alexei is very ill," she explained. "He's got a serious blood disease called hemophilia. According to the doctors, he got it from his great-grandmother, Queen Victoria of England. But now he's in great danger. When he was on holiday with his family, he fell off a horse and hurt himself badly. Because of his disease, he's lost a lot of blood and continues to lose more. The doctors say nothing can help him, and he's probably going to die soon. Tsarina Alexandra sent me to you. Can you come to the palace and save him?" I couldn't ignore Tsarina Alexandra, so, of course, I went to help. I rode to the palace as quickly as I could. The Tsarina was very happy to see me. "Please, come and look at my boy," she said. "He's getting worse every moment. We can't stop the blood. If you don't help him soon, he'll die." I sat down beside the boy. His eyes were closed, and he looked very pale. I held his hand, prayed hard, and tried to pass my strength to him. After a short time, he opened his eyes and looked at me. By the evening, he was feeling better, and in a few days, he was playing outside. I can't explain it, but that's how it was. Another time, I was asked to help Alexei again. The Tsar and his family were in St. Petersburg at the time, and I was in my house in Siberia. Even from far away, I could help him with my prayers. I helped Alexei every time the Tsarina asked me to. He began to feel much better, and the family began to trust me. "Rasputin, God speaks to me through you," the Tsarina said. The Tsar called me "our friend," or "Rasputin the religious man." Because of this, I soon became famous all over Russia. I could also predict the future, so the Tsar began to ask my advice, and after a while, I moved to the court and became his best advisor. I was a very powerful person. If somebody wanted to see the Tsar or the Tsarina, he needed to get my permission first. Because of my special position, I began to have enemies among important political and religious people in St. Petersburg. Some began to spy on me and print bad things about me in the newspapers. The entire country knew if I did something wrong. One day, I was sitting with the Tsar and the Tsarina, and some nobles came to talk to the Tsar. It was too late to prevent them entering the court. "Your Majesty," one of them said, "you must tell this man to leave your court. He's causing you great damage, and he gives you bad advice. He lives an unclean life, very different from his beliefs. All of this is having a very bad effect on your people." "That's ridiculous," said the Tsar. "Rasputin is the most religious man in Russia, and he cured my son. How can you say these terrible things about him? Leave my court and never come back again. I won this battle with the nobles of the Tsar's court, but there were other battles to come.